Okay, before we go, we're going to talk about Fabrizio Romano. I don't know how much you know about him, Matt. He's this massive football journalist, like the biggest football journalist in the whole world. He always uses that phrase, "Here we go," when he's talking about player transfers. And he has posted this paid advert for Saudi Arabia's humanitarian aid agency on X, which got a lot of people talking and not very happy.
King Salman Humanitarian Aid and Relief Center. Over 10 years since its inception, the center has implemented 4,212 projects in 113 countries worldwide, reflecting the leading humanitarian role of Saudi Arabia.
So the first thing that occurs to me is this is a journalist doing a paid advert.
Yeah, and you know, we know as journalists that's not something you do, because you're basically deciding to share something because you are being paid to do it. It's a kind of conflict of interest. Even if you agree with it or disagree with it, whatever, it's basically like sponsored content. And Fabrizio Romano is broadly considered a kind of credible source of information. He's a super followed journalist. And so there will be people who believe what he says. And what he says is, you know, he talks about these different humanitarian projects, Saudi ones in Yemen. So about like health, education, food security.
In the Republic of Yemen, the center projects reached 1,199 projects covering multiple sectors, including health sector, food security, education, water sanitation, and other vital sectors.
But he misses out a load of background. So we know, according to the UN and others, that these airstrikes that happened between 2015 right up until 2022 in Yemen that killed tens of thousands of civilians, they were carried out by a coalition of different places, but Saudi led them. We know that those happened, and we know that those involved, including Saudi Arabia, are accused of numerous violations of international humanitarian law, even though the government in Saudi Arabia have strongly denied this and said that's not the case.
I'm guessing Fabrizio doesn't mention that.
No. He doesn't mention it at all. And so that's why people have such an issue with it, because actually, fact check, hang on, you're missing out that the reason that a lot of this aid is required is arguably because of the damage that was done in the first place to Yemen, including by countries like Saudi Arabia. Again, they kind of deny breaching humanitarian law. But we care about this because it's like that weird fusion, isn't it, Matt, between journalist and influencer. And where do you overstep that mark? And how can people know who to trust if like massive journalists like this are willing to do paid adverts?
And obviously he's not a political journalist, but he does have an existing connection with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, because the football league in Saudi Arabia has gone massive. In fact, you know, football in that whole region is becoming like a really, really big deal. And then he's obviously talks about high profile footballers in the Premier League who are then, you know, moving over to like Saudi leagues and others. So it explains why this has happened. It also highlights again the kind of conflict of interest here. And we hear allegations of sports washing all the time, which is basically where countries try and sanitize their own image by getting involved in sport, and it becomes this kind of rehabilitation of their like outward persona. And this is just really blatant and obvious. I mean, it's not happening in a subtle way. It is him saying this is a paid for sponsored ad, here you go, and it doesn't contain anything critical at all.
All right. Thank you, everyone who's been getting in touch with us with stories and sending us things. Please keep sending us things. You can contact us on +44 330 123 9480 on WhatsApp or email us at topcomment@bbc.co.uk.
And Matt, criminals permitting, hope you will be back here in the Top Comment studio with our comfortable and uncomfortable chairs.
I cannot wait to get back to my uncomfortable chair and the terrible weather in London. The best tweet I've seen in the past like month has been Azealia Banks's tweet about Iran. Wow, Iran really tore. I'm standing Iran, honey. Prr. Miss Israel was not ready for what Iran brang. Like, what? I know she's crazy, but anyway.